This is Dr. Brass Stocks. You are on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
Good. I need to say something here. And it all has to do with something that I have been witnessing over the last couple of weeks. And it makes me believe that this government is indeed playing with the minds of the intelligence of the people of this country, and especially the tenants of the National Housing Corporation. If you would remember, in 2008, this government made it one of those their platform plans when they told the people that live in these terrorist units and government national housing schemes that when you live in these houses for 20 years, you would become the rightful owner of the same houses. Can you remember that?
Yes, yes. I don't know if you recall, VOB had some, leading up to elections, there are a number of voiceovers, and the then leader of the Democratic Liberal Party, Mr.
Right.
Clyde Maskell at the time, Dr. No,
right,
he did. He did make it as a platform promise,
correct.
And yes. So that was one of their manifesto
right.
Pieces.
Now, and then after their one, you haven't heard anything concerning these.
You haven't heard it, but I've heard it, and I know of persons who got their
title deeds.
Their deeds, yes.
For sure.
For sure.
Okay.
It was in the press in 2015. I know of some in 2014 and 2013. Yes.
Actually,
I haven't heard anything recently in the 2016 and 2017, to be honest.
But I don't recall knowing any person. I was saying this rumor all the time, but I know for a fact, not for a fact, but I'm hearing that people don't have any title deeds.
Maybe there are some that have not received theirs, and I suspect that may have to do with them not reaching the particular, probably just paperwork, because there are a number of persons who got theirs. I know about those.
I don't know about them ones. But what I find now happening after those promises, that's why I want to outline this to you, because I know it clearly. After the the election, I wasn't hearing anything anymore concerning these title deeds. But coming on to the end of their first term, they told the tenants, I know what I'm telling you, okay, I speak with authority, that they cannot give the title deeds to the tenants because there was a problem. There was income term with the tenants when they belonged the extensions to the house, and they was getting problems with
town and country planning. I think I heard that as well, yes.
Correct. That's what I tell you, boy.
There's some people who probably went ahead and started building.
Correct.
But what about those who didn't? They got theirs.
No, man, I know what I tell you. They didn't get theirs. I want you all to check.
Listen, sir, you just asked me. You just said you didn't know.
Okay,
I am telling you that I know of some.
Right,
my producer also knows of some.
Right, let me
you may not have known, but I'm telling you, don't make a blanket statement to say there have been none, because there have been some.
I know lots of people in my area who don't got a title deed yet. But
Have they built on extensions?
Some don't have an extension, but they got a title deed. But
and they did it 20 years?
Over 20 years.
And they submitted all the requisite paperwork?
Every possible thing. Attorneys signed papers, every possible thing.
Nothing yet.
Up to now, not a title deed. That's why I can speak on this with authority.
A couple of weeks ago, wasn't there a in Parliament when Santi and Bradshaw did report that this is taking too long, when Minister Sinclair, MP for St. Michael
Northwest,
when he brought a, I don't know what the term was, but
they did acquire some land to give people the title deed.
Something like that, a couple of weeks ago. That's a little late in coming for that constituency, but I know there are a number of them. Anyway, moving on.
Right, let me go further.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they mentioned to the people that that's where they can get the title deed, because the problem, there was an encounter in National Housing Corporation, with the Town and Country Planning,
mm-hmm.
that was 2013 to come with that. No, you know what happening now in 2018? I find and I observe there's a guy going around now to these National Housing Corporation tenants, and his logic to these people is that they come now to photograph both inside and outside of the houses, and also to carry out tests to make sure that these houses are structurally sound before they get the title deeds. I tell you to speak on this with the authority. I know what I'm telling you about. He said that they must make sure these houses are structurally sound
before
they get the title deeds. And you know what's happening now? Over the last 2 weeks, National Housing Corporation have people coming all around these houses now and planting stakes, what we refer to as landmarks, in front of the houses, and just planting a little red X, say that the same landmarks.
For what?
Saying that they're plotting out the land now for people to get title deeds.
Interesting.
And all over Eden Lodge, I challenge you to come to Eden Lodge and you'll see what I'm telling you.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, they're planting stakes all over. I got a little red mark with some kind of fluorescent paint, but seeing their plots, no, the
boundary lines.
Right, so that like, tenants will get the title deeds. That way, you can speak on this with authority. I know what he's speaking to you about. That's why I see the plan with the intelligence of the people in these National Housing Corporation units. The plan with the people intelligence. And also, I'm going to draw another instance to you. Why I do believe they're really playing the intelligence of the people in this country. And the people in this country need to wake up and understand this government just playing with their minds.
So the National Housing Corporation representative is a representative of the government.
Repeat,
The people are playing with the minds of the intelligence of the tenants.
The tenants.
And you're saying that it is the government.
Is the government who won National Housing Corporation?
Right,
government.
Right, I'm getting clarity from you.
Right, so they're sending on their officers or whoever surveys to plant these landmarks.
Right, and your next point on it, you said you wanted to further cement your point.
To show you why they really play the intelligence of the people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over the years, we have people in this country 3 and 4 years up this point in time who have not even received the income tax.
Yep.
Or even the national insurance benefits when they go on sick leave or anything.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden, now you hear this Minister of Finance telling people to get back the
money's
national insurance.
Coming. Yeah, money is coming, they say.
That is playing with people's intelligence.
I mean, it is ridiculous. Whether it's playing with intelligence or not, I think that government needs to pay its bills.
Correct. And they think that people are stupid when they could just this last minute, just a couple of weeks before the election in this country, all of a sudden they're going to find all this money to pay people in tax and national insurance.
But you know that is a promise, though. You haven't received it as yet.
You mean the people who are supposed to be collecting this money?
No, I'm saying it is just a promise.
It's true. It's
until you've received it, then you can say it is an election gimmick. But you haven't received it.
So that's trying to play with people's minds. And that's why you got a serious problem in this government. You can't.
Have you called the Barbados Revenue Authority about yours?
No, I don't expect any.
Oh, so you're just in the vanguard of the others.
Yeah, I'm not getting any of it.
Okay.
But what we're saying, I mean, you can't do this to people in the country, man. You mean, all these years, you can't refund the people the money, all of a sudden the Minister of Finance can find this money?
Yeah.
It is
something that, I have a WhatsApp here where it says, "Good morning, Ms. Gail. If we are being asked to pay so much taxes, should we not be entitled to something?" And that person was referring there to the repayment. And you just said it, sir, that persons need to get their monies back if it is needed. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Still holding on.
Yes, you are on the air.
Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
I'm changing the topic for a little while.
Sure.
Because I'm calling because of frustration, fed up with everything. I know the garbage is a bit difficult, but in my area, we don't have no problem with dogs. Everything will be all right. But there's a gentleman down here have pigs.
Oh, no.
Mom, every possible morning, I'm not talking, this pig does not miss out a morning. And these pigs, like, they are programmed. They come out at night. When you get up in the morning, you have to take up every garbage can. Every house got to take up their garbage
pigs.
Can. Yes, ma'am.
Running free?
Ma'am, sometimes these pigs will be running with the owner and all, but he'll be walking, but these pigs will be walking with him.
Whoa.
And it's difficult every morning, you mom, you have to clean your garbage, take up your garbage. You got to clean the district now, too, because all the paper, everything blowing about in the district looking just as bright. And the people are not, the garbage people have to come, they're not going to clean up there.
I question that's pigs, though. That's highly unusual for someone to let out pigs at night.
They're not let out at night, they let out every day.
Pigs?
I'm moving this district. And I heard about it. I'm moving this district.
Can I ask?
St. Lucie. St. Lucie. Oh, no. I live in St. Lucie.
And I know you've spoken to the owner of the pigs?
Ma'am, people go to him. You go to the minute you have, you go to the police, and nobody seems to be coming or hearing. And it's not, when the pig got young ones, diversity, the young pigs, like them, there's nowhere to come to. And
so then people, these are the same pigs that are slaughtered?
Well, I don't know. If you go and buy meat, you don't know if it is a pig that is run out the garbage. And this is the thing that is deter people from buying pork.
Yeah.
Buying meat.
The thought of eating it.
Because this, ma'am, I'm not telling you, no. From last week, every morning, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Wait, only just started?
No, I'm moving this area now almost about 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And I heard people say, man, this thing they got on for so long.
So wait, the persons in the neighborhood who suffered a nuisance, have they not done something?
Well,
or attempted to try one or two options to protect their property?
Well, look. You can't even plant nothing down here because when you plant things.
So can you plant some nice weed it on the things that the pigs shouldn't be eating to give the owner a message?
You don't know what to plant. You only think to plant is something that when the pig come eat them, and then he might come and call it take up, then no, it's garbage.
Right, so why if you have a nuisance that has gone on for over 8 years and the owner hasn't done anything, so then are you within your right to give the pig what it shouldn't be eating?
Well, I would hope so. Well,
or call the RSPCA or something.
Yeah, the minute you have. But, ma'am, look, and the pigs, they have the condition, or they're ready pigs. They don't even have proper pens. I can sit in my ground, and I can sit in my house, and I can look across. They have an open ground over there and see the pigs walking. But, and I'm not talking about a little pig, big, able pig.
This is frightening.
And I just called because of frustration.
Yes, but have you tried the RSPCA? Have you called the RSPCA?
Well, I
would encourage you to call them.
I didn't call them, but
you should call them.
I'll call.
You should call them.
Up to this morning, the numbers, but you're calling every morning. They have to clean up the garbage.
Yeah, that's a nuisance. That's a public nuisance that needs to be addressed.
Mom, I don't know what else to say.
I would encourage you to call the RSPCA and get them to intervene. Thank you so much for your call. This is Down to Brass Tacks. I have a WhatsApp here. Is that a caller there? I just have a WhatsApp here. It says people received income tax all the time. Everyone may not get it at the same time. It is when funds become available at the BRA. And that's true, because there are some persons who said they have received. And then another WhatsApper says, Ms. Gill, you should be glad to hear that people will be getting money and more money. And more money will be given away at elections. This is, and the person has, in brackets, undecided. Money galore will be left, right, and center at elections. Interesting. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Bless you. Good morning to you, ma'am.
To you too, sir.
How are you doing?
Well, thanks. This fine morning. Yes. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
And he also said, go to the yacht, thou sluggard.
Thou sluggard. Consider your ways. Consider those ways.
And be wise.
And be wise. Don't just...
I don't know if you have spoken to me before, but I browsed through my mind and I don't think I've had a conversation with you.
Probably not, but it's such a pleasure.
My name is Mr. Agriculture.
Mr. Agriculture.
A.K.A. Mr. Agriculture.
My name is Mrs. Gail, A.K.A. Lisa.
A pleasure. It is indeed a privilege and a pleasure to be talking to you this morning. Now, ma'am, there are so much issues that you can talk about, but you only have limited time. And I would like you to just give me a little room today to speak about mothering because I know you are a mother, and I, from hearing you, I don't know you personally, and you said you have a son at Ray Charles Ebrum.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to tell up my business now.
Right, because I listened very carefully. It's not nothing to do with business. It's just that you want to raise your child well, you want them to be educated, you want them to be well-behaved, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I also want to speak about the courage issue.
Okay, so parenting and courage. Area. Okay.
Yes, parenting and courage. Now, I'm saddened, really saddened, and my heart burned that I had to go back and go back to my Bible. I got about four Bibles, not a reverend, but I have about four Bibles because that's one of the most easiest things that you come along and find in the house, and read through some scriptures to find out if the scripture changed.
So you haven't hidden the word in your heart? You don't even need a Bible if you have hidden the word
in
your
heart
in the tablets of your forehead, brother man.
Yeah, I do actually have some. But what happens, Lisa, is that you have to go back and look to make sure that what is in your heart and what you're reading is the same.
Okay.
If you understand me.
Fully. It must be incongruence.
Exactly. Because when I saw a person sent me, I'm not a big social media person, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I like to take up a phone. You speak to me, I speak to you. And you hear what you got to hear. And the only reason why I got caught up in this WhatsApp issue is because that you have loved ones in England, Canada, et cetera, et cetera. And it's more easier to get a WhatsApp call. Because I find when I speak to people 4,000 miles away, I hear them clearly when I'm speaking to people in Barbados. And I don't know if you've encountered that.
No, I haven't.
Yes. But what I'm saying, to make a long story short, it is so sad. Mm-hmm. So sad to see a woman that bear a child for 9 months. And she is not going to be the first or the last to treat a child like that. You know what I mean? I don't know. I saw it on the phone, but I don't always get caught up with the phone issue because I know how this technology thing is. It is very scandalous and libel at times.
Mm.
But when last night I sat there watching the news, Lisa, and I could see the same thing in front of my face. And then the CBC people in town hearing from people what they think about that issue. That is when it really hit home to me.
Okay.
And it is so sad to see that in 2018, that mothers or so-called mothers can be treating children like that. The first one, when she come outside and she picked up the child. Obviously, she picked up the child with aggression because she picked up the child with one hand and swing the child left and right and went through the door. The second one I saw is she forced the little baby to eat food. If you mash up a little potato and mash a little butternut squash or a soft-boiled egg, Lisa, that is not the way to feed a child. Oh, my God. And then you lying on the bed. The child obviously now started to creep and to hold on, learning life. And you kicking that child in the head? That is where the brain is, Lisa. And when you dysfunction the child head, and as you know, once the head bad, the whole body is bad. I mean, and you're a mother. You could believe that people could be so ignorant to be doing these kind of things to God, to angels, because that child is an angel. It could not have committed any sin yet. I barely know
even born in sin
man.
And shape and iniquity.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, serious point here.
Serious for
making,
me, you know, because water's in my eyes when I
very
see
sad.
That.
I haven't seen it. I heard about it.
I don't want you to say it because you can feel real awful to know that you are a mother and a woman. That's disrespectful to women. It's shaming to women.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think that mother might have some psychological problems?
She's sick, and she's sick to all. That is correct, but I want to.
And do you know that persons?
The authorities.
You know that persons who have psychological problems do some, you know, they display antisocial behavior.
Yes, that
behavior
is true.
That is not normal. Behavior that will cause your head to grow, your hair to grow, and your tears to come out.
Yes.
And I'm not putting my head on the block, but I'm hoping that this mother is one of very few in this country.
You're right.
I also, because I didn't get to see the video, I saw some of the commentary on it. Because when I got home, I left work a little late last night, and I was, you know, it was reported that this thing happened, and it came on CBC, etc.
Right.
And so I just went to try to find the story, but all I saw was the commentary. And the commentary was even more vitriolic. We had persons who said the man should have kicked she in she head, just like that,
no.
That same language.
No.
And a lot of aggression came from the responders. And I said this earlier, I said this last year, we have a very aggressive society. We have a lot of people who respond in anger, and a lot of our children, some of the same violence that we are seeing in the schools is very closely correlated with the responses from parents in anger and in frustration and in reaction to something a child does. And quite honestly, I saw this lovely video recently and they were basically saying that mothering is mothering regardless of which kingdom it is. And in the animal kingdom, there was this, it was not a monkey, it was not a chimpanzee, it was not an ape, it begins with a C. The name isn't coming to me right now, but it was from the family of the monkeys. And the child was constantly running away from the mother. The mother kept going back for it. He ran up in a tree and, hid. It was very playful, but there's a certain level of frustration that comes on the mother when she's trying to rein in that child. And let's bring it down to the other primates. Let's bring it down to humans. And you're trying to raise a child. The child is 3, 4, and keeps going outside. Just understand, I'm not trying to make any representation for the lady.
Right.
But she's frustrated. She's probably suffering from a psychological problem that has not been detected. And her way of responding to a child that wants to walk and go outside is to go and hold the child and pull the child, based on what I've heard, inside with one hand, which is going to be painful to that child, of course.
So
I'm not making any representation for her at all. I'm just saying, can we consider that lady is suffering from some kind of psychological challenge?
Yeah, but Lisa, I identify what you are saying, and I am in agreement to everything you are saying, because at the end of the day, you are a woman. You bore a child. I don't know how much children you have. I am also a father. My last child is only 6 years old. Parenting will never be easy. All who want to say that parenting is easy would be a bold face. Like, it will never be easy, because some children will have dyslexic children. Some people will have Down syndrome children. Some people will have children that are slow to learn. But you have to ask God for
guidance,
the patience, and the guidance. And I know another thing too, Lisa, no disrespect to women, a lot of these young girls are using children for financial gain. And that is not what I say. That is what I hear, because I just talk to people. I don't find it to talk to people.
And they're really gaining, though? Are you really gaining when you use a child for financial gain?
I know, but the men tricking that. So they can't understand that.
It's a poor.
At first, they can get like 300, they can get like 400. When a child born, they can get some money. Mm-hmm. But when things get difficult and they go and find another man, the man can left out them and go to the next woman. So all that pressure to put their own self under. And these are things that I find out for myself. I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't have a doctorate in nothing. But all I got is the common sense that Almighty God blessed me with. So if you understand what I'm saying, they're using financial gain. And some of them can't handle one child. They're going to get two, they're going to get three, and before they get 30, some of them got 5 or 6, and they can't even feed themselves. And that is where the issue lies. A hungry man is an angry man. You understand the point I'm making?
I understand.
You can feel
totally.
Good to know that you hungry, you children hungry, you open up the cupboard, you ain't got nothing to cook. You're going to the stove, you ain't got the gas. If you got a kerosene oil stove, you ain't got the kerosene oil. The world fire wet. Nobody ain't getting nothing in these times. So I know that people are going to be aggressive. But if you set up yourself for situations, you got to handle what come your way.
Sometimes people don't
always book yourself.
Intentionally set up themselves.
Yeah, and that is what happening to 90% of the young people in Barbados today. And they have no apologies for saying it.
You have your empirical evidence?
Of course. I got it.
You did a study?
From Christchurch back to St. Lucy, Lisa. And there's no disrespect to women. I want women to hold up the head. Go to school. I got a daughter doing it. Go to school and get education.
Going to school and getting an education doesn't guarantee that you can get a job and open a business.
Up your head. Mm-hmm. After that, don't pull down yourself. Further yourself. You may want to do X, and if X don't come up, go over to
So what you have to say to these men now, because you don't get a child on your own.
Stop going there and shoving what you got in every ass nest, because it is an ass nest or scorpion nest.
I don't like the analogy, but
men, you know what happened to men, Lisa? Mm-hmm. I had she, and I had she, and I put lashes in shea, and I do this, and I do the next, and I do the third. They go for excitement. They don't want to get the child.
But right, so you should be telling them to keep their release, as you said, out of the ant's nest. An analogy that I don't like at all.
Yeah, but I did.
The clarion call should really be towards the men as well as to the women. If you know you're not able, stay away.
I just do that because you could tie out a child in the pasture, how you tell the sheep or goat or a cow to graze grass. Mm. Huh?
You can't do it. No.
I mean, when I speak to you this morning, I'm speaking to you what God put in my heart to tell you, you know.
Okay.
This is not because that I could get up and down to Brasses, I just come into grandstand. It is hurtful. And I hate to see, you know they got children, it'd be out on the road. And I mean, young children, 6, 7, 8, and 9, especially young girls, begging men. Huh?
Just asking you, is that your second point, or you were?
No, I want to talk about the college now for a little bit with you.
Okay.
And if it can help me get on that road. Let me do something. Yes. I went to school at St. David's Primary School, right? Mm-hmm. I live in Edie Village Christ Church. I was born and bred in this area. So when I'm speaking now, I know what I am speaking about. Okay. I know when that Blackman and Gollop Primary School, the foundation dig, mm-hmm. and I know when it was completed because my daughter had to do 1 year there after the amalgamation of St. David's and South District.
Yes.
She do class 4 alone there before going on to secondary school. So I know the whole of the Ridge Estate. And what I am dumbfounded about, Lisa, I have spoken about this college issue to every single person that I think would be able to help. So now in 2018, that Blackman and Gollop School is out now for the rest of this week with this coverage issue, I find that really sad. Government after government have told us, Lisa, that no agricultural land will come out of agriculture for housing or commercial buildings. And since that have been said, I have seen a lot of good agricultural land come out for that particular reason.
But how can the government say that they're not changing, they're not allowing for change of use? Isn't that a usual, people putting applications every single day in this country?
But what I'm saying, Lisa, is you cannot allow this trend to continue. Because what happens is, if you want to remove agricultural land, you cannot do it immediately. What you have to do is let the land rest for a couple of years, let it run to ruin. Then you move it from agricultural land to arable land. Mm-hmm. And then you send in the application because it is now deemed now as arable land and not agricultural land. You following me?
Yes.
So that is what they are doing. And I know this whole estate that runs from St. David's, De Hoop, Bannatyne, Balls, Ridge, Newton, all wrong because they're coming out of this little boy. And I know the Ridge estate functioning under Shepherd and Armstrong was productive and it used to give you good food and some of the best canes.
And I
find it sad all the colleges. Mm. You know what a college Memorial Gardens is?
Yes.
All of up there grow lovely cane and lovely food.
So where the college comes in, what is the relation?
What happened is now that the gentleman who owns the estate bought over the Ridge Table Grove and Balls together. So the cane harvester now had to go and cut the canes at Balls. The plow had to go and plow at Balls. Mm-hmm. You know what happens there, Lisa? The tracks. Because correct seeds have a very long time before that they can decay. Oh. So you move the seeds from Balls Plantation to Ridge and then to Small Ridge, where Small Ridge and Staple Grove now is above where the same Blackman and Gollop Primary School is located. Mm-hmm. But what I want to say to you this morning is that is an issue that can be solved.
Okay,
and
good.
Government got to understand, you cannot sit idly by and let people that own land let it run to run like that and let them get real scot-free. Okay. You got something there, 2, 4-D, I mean. Mm-hmm. You got wronged up. You got waiver-proof golf. You got all kind of broadleaf sprays. Up above where I live is an open lot too, Lisa, and I got to take up my sword and my sickle and go and cut the roots because when you win, and we know from December, we've having some very high winds.
Mm-hmm.
College will make you pop off all of your clothes off with you.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty,
I've had an encounter with it.
Yes.
So for these little children to be in that school, downwind from the college ground, I know it ain't easy. Because they had to go in fields and cut grass for animals. And they had to run and left the grass and the sickle and everything already. So I know college is not easy. So anybody that could go through college got to be some kind of thing that God ain't make.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get rid of this college.
But question, the Ministry of Agriculture is, they of course are aware of the protocol that has, you know, has to be followed in order to eradicate the cowhitch. Are they moving faster? Okay.
Why is the cowhitch still posing a threat today? Mm-hmm. Not only schools, businesses got to shut down. But I may tell you too, if you sometimes you got to keep your house closed. Mm-hmm. If you put clothes on the line, you got to be very careful, because when you put on the shirt or even the underwear, you got to pop it back off of you.
Wow.
And it clean and it fresh. Understand what I am saying? I am not just complaining for complaining's sake. Mm. This is years of misery for
so
this
it's
running.
Yeah, huh? we have to make, this is something that needs to be dealt with pretty swiftly, and the members of the persons within the Ministry of Agriculture need to move swift, because it will have an impact on not only the schools, as you said, the businesses in the area and the households, persons who have to suffer in that space. Okay, thanks for your call. This is Down to Brass Tacks. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Are you happy to hear me?
I am.
Are you happy to hear everyone else, or just me in particular?
You want me to tell you specially that I'm happy
yes,
to hear you?
Make my day. Ooh. We're raining and wet, man. Make my day.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear you too, isn't it? I like hearing you. I like you and Dr. Delft, to be honest.
Dr. who,
but
sorry?
If you, Dr. Delft, but that's before you were probably in primary school.
Okay.
But back in those days, apparently.
I didn't hear what you said, Dr. who?
Delft.
Or
D-E-L-P-H, I think. I saw it.
Okay. He was a moderator?
It's a woman, female.
Okay. She was a moderator?
She was, yeah. There weren't very many female moderators over time.
On VOB? Down to Brass
Tacks? On VOB. But okay. they only got about four, I think.
She was in the time of Mr. Hatch?
I think she was before Mr. Hatch.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
I used to listen to Mr. Hatch as a child.
Are you kidding me?
I'm so serious.
Why? But why?
Those things intrigue me.
Oh, okay. I think he had 20 long years. 20 years.
Yes, he did.
And he said it brought him on to compete with the old dear Motley. What's Motley's first name? Alain Bay, who was on CBC at the time.
On CBC, yeah.
And the only person they could find to compete with him was a priest. Give me a break, people. But that is life, okay? He had a following, though, apparently. When he left, they had this big send-off.
Mm.
Big send-off. And when Don Marshall, I think it's Don Marshall, who was 10 years left, he didn't get the send off at all. Let's go along, you know. Because he was brought to replace Hatch. you see, that's when you listen for a long time. I was in diapers, I suppose, back then. But the thing really is that along with these moderators, you always have these guys who call in every time talking about party politics. And basically,
so you don't talk party politics, too?
Well, when necessary, you know, when a moderator may make a comment or two that is reflective of an agenda of only pushing two groups.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to call and say something to demonstrate that, you know, the play field is a lot wider than this B&D thing, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd be that. Yeah, I mean, you feel obligated to do that, but you hear these same voices and tall man and you gave a guy a name just now, I don't know, but and they call and the voices are the same, the attitude, the approaches are the same, invariably the nature of the topics are the same. And it really doesn't matter who's in office. You get the same thing, the same kind of talk.
That's only your perspective. I
never say we, you know. I'm not Dennis Johnson. I'm not even like you, because you say we do all the time. I speak for myself. I can't say that we get the same thing. You know, you just get the same. I get the same kind of feeling about the way these people talk.
Hmm.
It's very, very odd. You know, it does not seem as if the nature of the game changes.
So you don't like people to only refer to the Barbados Labour Party and the Democratic Labour Party, so you called in to refer to another party. Is that what you're saying?
I called in to refer to the reality, if I must borrow a word from Peter Wickham, that there is really no difference between the two. Where is the difference?
I heard you before say that they're all
Where
Labour.
Where is the difference? It's all Labour when done. What is the iteration of the next? And there's the claim that the what's her name, Miss Eastman, is an iteration of the same BLP as well, too, which will very well be the case. But it's the same.
But the country has to be run, though. You don't think that you need to have
Yeah, but the country needs significant change in policy. I mean, the only thing that we share as constituents, really and truly, because my next door neighbor imports stuff, I manufacture stuff. He imports stuff to compete with me, and they figure my interest should go ahead of his. We have one person representing both of us. So quite frankly, that ain't gonna work.
But you know that you and your neighbor, they're the same, though. One person consumes foreign exchange, one person brings foreign exchange.
One person makes, the other person imports. They don't have the same interests at all, but yet, of course, they got the same man representing me in Parliament. Mm-hmm. So if the only thing we have in common is the fact that we got potholes in the road, well, then so be it. But we've had potholes in the road for over 40 years. Would that change? The issues that these parties are supposed to be fixing are the ones that are common across the board, irrespective of what interests you represent, whether you're Indian or whether you happen to be white or mm-hmm. black or whatever, because mm-hmm. you have separate or whatever the denomination or church you belong to. The one common thing is the fact that we got the environment, we got breathe air, we got the sand, we got the sewage, we got potholes because of communication lines and stuff to walk, move from one place to the other. These are the common issues, at least, that they can address. And they never do it. It doesn't matter if it's a going out of administration or... But Tom Adams, I can't really talk about Tom, because Tom was actually a doer of stuff.
So you're saying, from what I'm gathering, we've had successive failure in the party system that we've had in Barbados. Is that where you're going?
If we had successes, though, let's go down that route. If we had successes, the question has to be asked, at what price?
No, I'm asking if you're saying that we've had successive failure. In other words, consistent failure. Yes, that's what I meant.
Yes, when it comes to the underground key, simple issues like, you know, the thing that's happening in Christchurch, I was once was a problem last week in the treatment center there in Tong. I don't know what they're doing. They're probably trying to transport some of that effluent stuff into Tong.
You mean the Bridgetown sewage project?
Yes. I mean, that is a classic example as to how this whole system works. You have one party coming in, designing an ineffective process, and if it was completed to term as it should have by concept, in other words, you have rather than a first stage, but second stage treatment of effluent, you would have this problem. But no, you take a shortcut. Lord knows how much it costs taxpayers to do so, because when these guys get involved, there's always some kind of blowback. And once it's done, then they leave and say, okay, we've completed that. And it's never really done properly. And then the next set comes in and they can't even handle the damn problem to maintain it. So you end up now with both sets throwing on Barbados a problem that is not only a problem for the tourism dollars coming in, but environmentally, you know, unsung. Because, you know, you got people walking into supermarkets with this crap on their feet and they're walking it into the into various places where people sell food. You never know what the end result will be when it comes to the health of Barbados. And both parties are responsible for it, and because it's really only one party. So are you going to ask me how it is that I don't find it unusual that these people could be calling every day, no matter who's in, with similar kinds of issues, and really, truly, you really can't expect a change if you swap from one to the other? That's the issue, you know. You swap from one back to the other and back to the first, you end up with the same damn issues been done. Huh?
So you're suggesting an alternative.
I'm thinking if you really want change, get rid of them. I mean, if you seriously want change, you've got to send that message. That's what elections should be about, sending a message. Mm-hmm. When you sent a message to the Barbados Labour Party the last time around, we are tired of you. We had enough of Owen Arthur, 15 years, and then there's no more fighting with the Dems, because, you know, Maskell left, so no, you got David Thompson. He's our savior. They're bringing David Thompson and Clico and that mess, which hasn't really been cleared up to this date. And, you know, oh, God, what have we done? What have we done? And then another 5 years' time, you say, okay, get rid of these people. Get rid of these people. We don't want Owen Arthur again. So they vote back in this guy, and really hasn't gotten any better. So now we come in again and say, oh, the person who should have been there 5 years ago, give her a chance to see what happens. But look at her team. Huh? I mean, if in 5 years' time, I may not be alive in 5 years' time. That's why I would like to see this happen now when I'm still alive. I would like to see a significant change away from that party, that same Labour Party, the Barbados Labour Party, Democratic, same thing, which has held Barbadians and taken them for granted for over 40, almost 50 years, because, like I say, I can't include Tom Adams. He has made a significant difference any time that he was there, even though he was expensive. But this party, this party needs to be somehow shown the door. We can't go anywhere. We can't get any better. We cannot improve. We cannot get any real change if we continue with the Labour Party. They don't even represent Labour. They don't even represent Labour. Now, I don't think you'll agree with me, because, quite frankly, you are part of that campaign. You're part of this services sector movement that they most certainly represent. That's what they are about. Farmers have not gotten anything out of these people. They have not.
Many I know you like to label me, you know. And
I
sometimes don't. Really I'm... Let me give you this. Let me give you this response.
Okay.
I am me.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it is interesting when I get, you know, descriptions of me.
Yeah,
some of which,
packaged.
On occasion, so. I don't bother to modify, clarify, edify, whatever. And for you, you can continue to call me what you so ever choose.
Services. You think that Barbados Futures is
You don't know
right?
what
yes
I think.
No?
We have not had that conversation
right,
to discuss.
Do you think that Barbados Future lays in services, in delivery of services? Is it yes or no?
I think Barbados' future is not only bound up in the contribution to the economy. Whether we have 80% contributing to the economy, 5% manufacturing, 80% in services and 15% in goods or however you look at it. I don't think that we can only look at Barbados from that, what I call, small-minded perspective.
Okay.
I think there are other elements to Barbados. We talk about what's not being only an economy, a society, and blah, blah. But I think there's so much more to who we are. Our innovation has not even been tapped as a country.
Okay.
Our entrepreneurs have not even taken the risks that they can take. Our banking system is not as flexible as it should be to facilitate some of the what I call the business projects, etc. Our government and the management of varying ministries and sub-ministries and quasi elements aren't being what I call properly managed. Let me just put a full stop there. I'm not even trying to modify that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If someone takes offense, that's their business. But I think we are not tapping into the gift that we have as an intelligent people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think labeling people, like you like to do a lot,
mm-hmm.
It's a big mistake because you then give people, you don't give things the opportunity to grow and to, you know, to manifest into what it really is. So if you call me a services person, I am a services person. What I can tell you, I'm a regional consultant.
Right.
And I do different things. I'm not putting myself in any one box. Yes, I've done economics. Yes, I've done international trade. I've done a couple things. But I'm not putting myself in any small box and saying I can only do this. If I have someone call me and ask me to do or provide a particular service and I have the competence or I have a co-consultant or someone who an associate who can assist in getting the project done, I do it.
Right.
That's what I do, and I don't limit myself. And I think a lot of us keep putting ourselves in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And as I continue to advise the varying people I advise, I will tell them, do not just only see it from this little small perspective. There's far more there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my response to you on that little thing. And you know we can have that offside discussion in a different way.
No, well, yeah, not necessarily a different way, because you said, basically what, you know, you're supposed to have said, and I appreciate what you have said. It doesn't really counter what, you know, I'm trying to portray, because quite frankly, you are still very heavily involved with services. You know, you're not delivering on a product which,
I don't make anything, if that's what you mean.
You don't make anything, right? Which is great. I mean, services are required.
But I don't make anything tangible. You know, I don't make a tangible product.
Right, because you're not opposed. You said that you're not opposed to people producing stuff.
Of course not.
Because you think the society is a lot bigger than just people providing services, and I am with you on that. That's very well so. Except I'll go a bit further. I think a society is even better off when it focuses more on producing than it does on services.
Now, who says that the society isn't doing that?
No, it's not. Not government policy. Because things like pretty larceny and stuff is just like, you know, they don't even consider that anymore. You know. Farmers complain all the time about
not fair to the Ministry of Agriculture, if I can speak on their behalf.
You want to speak
I
on
think
their behalf?
They, I think
you really
they
want to
try.
On, you really want to bring them on the program and let me say something? Huh?
No.
Okay.
But you're making statements.
But it's not something that he alone has done. It's something that's across the board with both parties. You happen to have changed now with the permanent Secretary of Culture, but you think it's going to make any difference? You're going to think at the Ministry of Culture is any different 10 years ago when it was under different administration and it is today? We're in a different. Any particular ministry that has to do with productive enterprise in Barbados is just wasting time, or at least in terms of its approach to doing stuff. It just doesn't work.
I have a response for you here on WhatsApp. Somebody says every day he goes on about these party issues. We already know what he thinks. Do you have anything to add there, sir?
Every year those guys call and talk about the Barbados Labour Party no good and the Democrat Labour Party do every day. The same stupid voice. I mean, you got the man, Mr. Agriculture, talking about his stuff.
But why are you talking about what other people are talking about? I want to hear what you are talking about. You came on to say that there is an alternative, and I want you to expound on it.
Yeah, but why would a WhatsApp message be read like that when it really and truly is just purely one-sided? It totally ignores the callers, the four callers that just came before me, who always hold a side, one side or the other, and talk the same crap every year in, year out. You know, they're on it.
I would encourage people to not complain about the callers. And
I agree, but you just advertised that. You just made it relevant because you just read that WhatsApp message that more, you know, less attacked me. You know,
not so really. Frankly, the person said that. You haven't said... He goes on about these parties, and we already know what he thinks. What new? So,
What do I think? Seriously, what do I think? I think the Democrat Labour Party, the Barbados Labour Party, have outlived their usefulness. They have outlived their usefulness.
Yes.
I mean, that is as clear as daylight. I didn't say that again.
So you think that Solutions Barbados and UPP should be considered by electorate of Barbados?
I think that the way should be made clear for new people to come forward easily without having to be concerned about losing their deposit, because maybe those two parties are not it. But that party will never come forward, and that group of people will never come forward if they recognize that, you know, there's absolutely no way around these two established parties. If that message is sent, you will never have the kind of change that you need. Look, you may see it, huh? If I employ Miss Lisa Gale to do a job, and she spent 10 years, 15 years on that job time, and I wasn't that pleased, I say, you have to go. Miss Gale can't come back and knock on the door again and say she wanted a try or no.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the way it's supposed to work. I've tried you. You've had your bit. You built your apartments. You made your money. You've traveled the world and made contacts so that when you go into private life, you can now make a good living for yourself. You've done all that. There's no need to come back. That is how I see it. If the road was always clear for new parties, so Miss Gale can come and say next year, but I can't come back. But maybe a friend of Miss Gale who would come and say, you know, well, hey, she can't come back because she's been there already. I can try and come with a new group and see what happens. If it was that kind of environment, I'm telling you, you'd be a lot better off. But maybe you start going left to right and back left again. I don't care that much about Solutions Barbados. I don't care that much about Leonard Eastman. What I do know is that they're new.
So you're saying that people should choose
new
as opposed to...
Keep going new until you get the people that you want. And that's what it should be. That's what I'm trying to say. Does that person who wrote that WhatsApp message, does he not recognize that as what I'm saying?
Because but the onus then should be on Solutions Barbados and UPP to ensure that the electorate understands what it is that particular party or their parties, what they're trying to bring to the table, what they can deliver.
David went on the ground. He went to people door to door and everything. And, man, them lost seriously bad. Even though they spoke to people and tried to explain to them. It's because it's a mindset.
No, it's because people want to know that they have persons in Parliament that they can count on and that have been tried and true, not necessarily on political issues, but have shown that they are leaders. Because the whole point is, you know, you're voting in leaders.
Yeah, but they've tried a good bunch of them that are there now have been there before. And, you know, they've been tried and tested and found wanting. The whole bunch of them. So, I mean, they got some new faces and stuff, but the new faces are new faces under the same old flag. The other two groups are new faces under no old flag, and then they go for. You see, Peter Wickham will say, hey, you can bring back that candidate. He failed so many times at the polls. When you have a poll basically is an establishing as to the enlightened position of the electorate, not so much the candidates, because a candidate has to be a brave person in the first place. If you're going to run and put your reputation on the line for people to assess you, you got to be brave or stupid. But invariably, you got to be brave, because you don't take parliamentarians as stupid. It's always the electorate that makes the mistake when they choose the wrong candidate, not because they refuse the person.
It's not always the wrong candidate. It's sometimes the policies are not advantageous to the country.
You think so?
On a whole.
You think so? I take a man get up there and talk loud, and I can do this for you. And they say, man, this man sounds good, and they vote for him. And then the more quieter person doesn't get it, who could probably would have done a better job. But they're not as loud or boisterous.
Or charismatic.
That is a flaw of the candidate and not a flaw of the electorate. Listen to what the person says as opposed to how they say it. That is a flaw of the electorate. I mean, I don't think electorate results are any way reflective of the value of the candidates. I don't think so. Candidates may lose 10, 15, 20 times. They are still relevant people, still good people, and indeed very brave people. It's a stupid electorate. And the truth be told...
You are a part of the electorate. You know that, right? So don't call yourself that name.
But if I'm stupid, You see, unfortunately, I vote minorities. You know, I think minority opinion is...
Because you are anti-disestablishmentarianism. That's what you are.
Church.
You represent that.
That's a church thing. That got nothing to
no,
do with
you, you just, you know oppose the establishment. I'm going to have to pull you to wrap you up. And this is Down to Brass Tacks. We are going to the regional roundup. Thank you for your calls thus far. This is Down to Brass Tacks.